I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to the Umbria region of Italy to enjoy the castle life. Castles come in all sizes. The largest in the world is not the English Windsor, which is fourth on the list, but Malbork Castle in Poland. Thanks to many add-ons for a growing list of Teutonic knights, it measures in at 143,591 square meters. Compare that to Montegualandro Castle in Italy with 3,100 square meters of space. Well, you've got yourself a cozy castle and a magical place to spend the night. Soon after crossing from Tuscany to Umbria, we drove up a hill around the castle's moat and stopped in front of a 15-foot metal gate with spikes below. It had no doorbells or knockers. We tried pounding on the gate with no response. After honking our car's horn, a window opened 30 feet up the smooth stone wall, and a woman's voice called out, "I'll be right down." A scene right out of Rapunzel or The Wizard of Oz. The diminutive Franca Marti soon opened the gate, and we walked into the castle's courtyard, our home for two nights. "We fell in love," is how Franca described the couple's quixotic quest to renovate this very old structure. They had originally wanted a place in the country to build a boat, but the castle cast its spell and became theirs in 1985. After 2 years of planning and five of construction, the couple moved in and opened four apartments for let. Ours was in the former tower and naturally had rounded walls. Another was built in the stables with wooden beams and a tile floors. A consecrated chapel from the 1200s was even available for meditation. Perched on a hill supervising Trismeno Lake, the site for Montegualandro Castle dates back to the Etruscans, and Hannibal used the elevation to sequester troops before attacking Romans in 217 BCE. From our window in the tower, we could have watched as Hannibal surprised Roman consul Flaminio and killed 15,000 of his troops. Thanks to the Marti's efforts, the castle's title history can be traced to Charlemagne around 800 Common Era, when the land was given to one of his officers. In the next 1,200 years, it passed through several counts and dukes, became a very small independent state with its own dungeon, was occupied for Ferdinando de' Medici, and later sold to the Pope. One family owned the land for over four centuries. Most recently, in World War II, the Germans used it to keep an eye on troop movements in the valley below. The next morning, Franca propped a long ladder on the inside castle wall and allowed us to climb to a wooden walk along the parapets and imagine life before cannons and other powerful artillery. Since castles were early home security systems, trees and bushes would have been cleared to prevent enemies from sneaking up the hill. The old drawbridge, now walled into a large reception room, kept strangers out, as did the filled moat. An inside well allowed inhabitants to withstand a short siege, and gun portals protected soldiers as they fired. In the beauty of the renovated castle, it was easy to forget that in reality, castles were often comfortless with dark, damp interiors and straw beds. Today, the landscape is filled with olive orchards, decorative trees and farms, mountains edge the panorama, boats crisscross Lake Trismeno as tourists swim along the shores. A four-lane highway has replaced the dirt road from Perugia to Florence. The view is no longer tinged with anxiety, and the castle walls aren't for defense. The Martis recognized the walled enclosure is now about culture. Montegualandro has a long history of artists stopping by. Galileo, Michelangelo, Goethe, Byron, and Stendhal. By restoring the castle according to strict Italian historical standards, Montegualandro is again a wonderful venue for artists, concerts, weddings, and visitors from small town Texas.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.